Hi there, Anne-Marie. I'm going to give you feedback on your learning activities assignment from Module 3. I have reviewed your assignment and have some suggestions and some comments and some feedback for you. So overall, I see you have 9 modules. The titles are pretty good. I see you've thought through the dates and time frames for the modules. I can't really see the structure from your assignment as I had expected. I mean, overall, I have a sense, but what I was hoping to see was how you were going to label things and structure and sequence them that would map fairly closely to what I would see in when you actually set it up in your shell. So this activity was meant as a preparatory activity for that, so that then you could just simply take that structure and create it in Moodle. And I can't really see that specifically from your assignment. And generally I can, but I was hoping to see labels, like what are you going to call your icebreaking activity? What are the titles of the discussion activities? You know, how do you label things? How do you sequence things? How do you explain things? What's the overview of the module? And so forth. I would really, to give you better feedback, I will need to see that. And so I guess I'll wait to see how you end up laying it out in your shell. I'm going to go through module by module and just give you my thoughts. In module 1, my first recommendation, I think I must have said this to you sometime before, is don't call it an icebreaker, call it something else. Icebreaker is a generic term that refers to the type of activity. What you want to do is create some kind of a context-specific way to refer to the activity. So you could call it introductions, or you could, I mean, I'll leave it to you to get creative with that, how you label it. I don't really understand what you mean when you say you need to meet your classmates ASAP. How do they do that? What is the activity that you have designed that guides them in meeting their classmates? How will you assess whether or not they have reviewed the course information materials and documents? How will they familiarize themselves with Moodle, and what are the other applications, and what is this activity called? You mentioned some sort of an icebreaker handout. I don't understand that at all. What is a handout in an online class? I am completely perplexed by that, by you referencing it in that way. What are the readings that they're going to be doing? You have a written assignment, and I'm wondering why do you have a written assignment? What is the purpose of the written assignment? What is it that you think you're achieving with that written assignment? Are there any other ways to achieve that particular objective than as an individual, solitary, passive activity? I see that you have groups for final projects, and that's cool, and that you're going to randomly assign the groups, but what is the project, and what is it called, and how is it organized and placed? I need much more information in order to give you feedback on it. I see in general where you're going, and I know that you are, or at least it seems to me that you're struggling a little bit with this assignment and with thinking through these activities, and really what you need to be doing is looking at examples. So for example, look at the manual that comes with the course, look at the courses that I've posted for observation, look at your classmates' courses. You should enroll in all your classmates' courses and be looking at those. And then also take a look at the assignments that your classmates have posted. to see how they completed this assignment, and to get ideas for how to structure your own thinking about your own, in your own context for your own course. All right, for module two, it's a nice list of learning activities. I see what you're going to be doing roughly in term, in, you know, sort of generally, but I need to see how you're going to organize and sequence and label them. Are there rubrics? Where are they? They don't have to be done right now, but I'd at least like to know, number one, that you're going to have them, and number two, where they're going to be placed so that students can see and refer to them. Is there an ask a question area? Where it, is that located? Is it in each module? Is it in one section of the course? Are you setting that up so that students can express their teaching presence, or is that a place that you are going to facilitate yourself? Is there a link to a talk with the professor area somewhere? Where would that be? And do you understand the importance of and the significance of having a talk with a professor area? Is there a class community area? Where are you going to make announcements? You know, are students going to create profiles? Where and how are they going to do that? Where are the instructions for that? How is that structured and organized? I need to see how you label things in your course, how you will label things in your course. Think about collaborative and interactive activities as better than individually completed activities. So, for example, could your written assignment instead not be a discussion? You're only asking them for two paragraphs anyway. Why not try to turn that into an actual whole class group discussion? Those types of activities are going to be much more powerful learning experiences than a solitary written assignment that's turned in just to you. How are you going to set up the instructions for the group activity? How will you evaluate the group activity? How will you evaluate individual contributions to the group activity? Are you going to have peer evaluation incorporated into that so that people within a group can peer evaluate each other and their contributions to the whole group? I mean, have you thought this through? I see that you have another written assignment, and this is a two-page paper, and I just need you to think outside your box on this. And I saw as I reviewed your course that you are very stuck on having written assignments be the way that the students demonstrate their learning to you, and you need to think outside your box and apply what you're learning in this course to your context and to the design of your learning activities. What if you made this written assignment thing a reflection, and that they shared it with each other, and that you overlaid a discussion question on that so that they could truly interact about their reflections, and you had them maybe peer evaluate each other or self-assess, maybe not peer evaluation, but self-assess certainly. So you mentioned that there's an application activity also at the top of this module, and I don't see or understand what the application activity is. Things aren't labeled so that I readily understand what is what. Looks to me like that individual activity is a written assignment. Just some feedback on labeling things. It really helps to have things labeled so that students know immediately when they look at something what it is. Is it a discussion? Is it going to be a written assignment? Is it going to be a group activity? Just what is it? And then it should have a contextual title, something that gives them more information about the specifics of that particular assignment. So not just labeled discussion, but then discussion and sort of a short abstract of what the discussion is about in terms of the title. For module 3, how are you going to discuss that they did the readings and that they viewed the video? Again, I'm wondering if there's a rubric and if you are thinking through the evaluation of all of the things that you make the students do. So if you're having them read something, how will you evaluate that they read that and that they got out of it what you want them to get out of it? Same with the videos. I see the group activity. I'm wondering if there's a rubric for the group activity. I like that they're sharing. Is there an opportunity for peer evaluation of their work? What's the discussion that they will have over this activity when they share their stuff with each other? For group activity 2, I see you're having them work on their final project incrementally in each module, and I really like that. I don't understand if it's a group project. I mean, it's labeled group activity, but I'm not clear on whether the final project is actually meant to be a group collaboratively worked on project. And then my other question is, are the groups that you had set up in, that you said were randomly assigned in module 1, are these the same groups that they're going to be hanging out in module to module? I guess I want to recommend to you, if you were thinking that they would be, I would recommend that you change the group assignments from module to module so that they have a chance to work with others and don't get stuck with the same people throughout for all of the group activities throughout the entire course. Again, how are you going to evaluate group work and individual contributions to the group work? And keep in mind that peer evaluation could be a component of that. Wiki, I guess, is part of this final project, and I'm unclear as to why and what that is, why you chose a wiki, what wiki tool you're going to be using, what the final project is called, what it entails, what it's about, how you will, what instructions you'll give for that activity, why a wiki is the way to achieve whatever the goal is for this particular course. You may have thought this all through, but it's not clear from this assignment, so it's hard to give you feedback on it. There's a written assignment, and which you are calling a reflection, but it doesn't really sound like a reflection. It sounds more like a paper, compare and contrast such and such. It really sounds like a paper. And it seems to me that instead this could be a whole class discussion. I think that there are, sorry, that's my mail. There are lots of ways to frame discussions, and I'm sort of wondering why you actually don't have any. It doesn't look like you actually have any whole class discussions, and I'm just wondering why that is. All right, for Module 4, I have the same feedback as I have for Module 3. It's essentially a duplicate of Module 3, and so my feedback stands. How are you going to assess the readings? The same feedback I have about the group activities and the final project activity, and then also the written assignment. I mean, I do see your structure. I would like to see you break out of the reliance on written assignments and I need a better understanding of the nature of the group activities to give you better feedback. For Module 5, there's something that looks odd about the Module 5 title. What are evaluating and other types of health behavior theories? Looks like there's a word missing or something there. I don't know. Why are you doing the group work throughout the course? What is the purpose of that? And again, here is where I, you know, came on the realization that you had no whole class discussions, and I'm wondering why not. I mean, you may have a reason for that. It's just not completely clear to me why. And again, you have way too many written assignments, and they are not reflections. Number six, module six, I can't give you much feedback there. The intervention activity sounds interesting. My question there is it an offline activity? I need much more detail in order to give you feedback. In module seven, you have an exam, a four-hour exam, which presumably they have to go somewhere face-to-face to take. And maybe they all have to appear at the same time. And, you know, I'm just not sure why you have to have this exam, and want you to think about whether or not there is another way to, throughout the course, evaluate and assess their learning with more authentic ways of getting at that. Well, I mean, you know, if this is an online course, and so getting everyone to come at the same time on the same day for the exam number one is a difficult thing, unless right from the outset they know, like in the prerequisites of the course or before they even enroll in the course, they know that they're going to have to do that, because the students, you know, students who opt for online do it because of the flexibility and the convenience of it and the not having to be anywhere at the same time. And so if this comes in, it'll be a surprise and maybe something that some students who, you know, for their own scheduling reasons might not be able to participate in. So that's one aspect of this. The other aspect of it is just the exam, and I'm just wondering how this is different from how you teach this course face-to-face or how it is taught face-to-face. Is there some reason, some compelling reason, that you have to give an exam in order to assess or evaluate the students? And that might be, you know, is there a certification that's involved that can't be done in any other way? Do they need to practice test-taking skills for their profession? Is there some compelling reason that it has to be done as a four-hour face-to-face exam? If not, then I want to challenge you to try and think of ways, applying what you're learning in this course, my course, ETAP 640, that you can design activities, which is what this assignment is all about, design activities that will make your students do stuff that will demonstrate their thinking to you, make their thinking and their learning visible enough to you that you can determine from that whether or not they've learned what it is that you've set out for them to learn, whatever it is that you have as your outcomes for the course and your learning objectives. And the work that you have to do right now is to devise and design activities that will map to those learning objectives in a way that will produce, you know, actions or products from the students that will help you to see that. And what you want to do is focus on things that will be authentic activities, that will be active activities, that will involve interactions with you and with their classmates, as opposed to solitary activities that are, you know, neither authentic nor active, like written assignments and exams. So I need you to think outside your box. and apply what you've learned in this course. Look at the examples of the learning activities submitted by your classmates in this course. Look at how they've structured things. Look at their actual courses and see how their courses are evolving and emerging. Think about your labels. Think about the questions that you are going to be posing to your students to catalyze interaction. You can ask a question and consider it a discussion, but really what it is a written assignment. So the design of your question is extraordinarily important in whether or not it will succeed as a discussion question. It needs to be able to foster, catalyze interaction and not simply be a paper or an essay. Or not simply result in a paper or an essay. Think about activity and interaction and things that are active, not passive. Again, think outside your box. See if you could let go of the exams and the written assignments. What could you do in their place? If you could not do an exam or written assignments, what could you do in their place? Look at the courses for observation. Look at the course manual. See if you can get ideas for your own course by looking at the exemplars. Also, think about your learning objectives and your outcomes and work backwards from them. What activity can you design to get the students to demonstrate that you've learned, that they have learned what you intended for them to learn with each objective, and using an activity that is authentic and that involves interaction with their classmates. You can describe how to bounce a ball, or you can show somebody that you can in fact bounce a ball. That's the difference between passive and active, and authentic and not authentic. What about case studies that the students came up with for your course, and then you could have them share and discuss and peer evaluate, and also have actual real reflections. It seems to me that there's so much opportunity to be creative with your course and to give students the opportunity to engage with the materials and to demonstrate their own learning of the concepts to you. Think about it that way. I would recommend looking at Irene's learning activities assignment, maybe Mary's. There are a few others. I will look forward, Anne Marie, to seeing you continue to work this out as you actually build it in your course shell. Look at the examples in the course that can help guide your decision making and your own creativity in how you can design activities that will really result in interaction and in creating situations where your students can make their thinking and their learning visible to you.